Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends. Listen, I got to tell you, friends, I love when you guys call in. You give me praise reports. We just had one from Kim out in New Jersey. This encourages people all over the country. Encourage each other with your stories. That's what we're doing here, friends. We're uniting the people. We're communicating with each other. We're talking about the issues that we know the mainstream media wants you to just be distracted from. Okay? No! We're giving you a message, friends, that declares we must take responsibility before God, period, first and foremost, and then deal with corruption in keeping His commandments and establishing righteousness and judgment within the gate. That is our job, church. That's our job. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Read Amos 5:15. Folks, the list, common sense, comes into play. It always does. You know, I look at a Kim, I look at some of the conversations that I've had from women that are taking a stand where the men are not willing to take a stand. And I'm not ostracizing men for not doing their job. I just see more women doing what the men should be doing across the country. And this is a high five to all the women. These women have just got to the point where they're so sick and tired of being subjected to what they shouldn't be subjected to that they have to take a stand for themselves, and they do. I mean, they're the ones that get the job done, and they're the ones that didn't know they couldn't do it, and therefore God gives it to them and shows them that they can do it. I mean, why do you think we had a Ruth? Why do you think we had an Esther? Why did you think we had an Anna the prophetess? Why did you think we had seven prophesying daughters under Philip? I mean, folks, the Lord will use whom the Lord will use. And that's not demeaning in any sense of the word. I'm thankful for obedient children of God, regardless if they're men or women. But men need to take their place as to who God called them to be. And the women need to take their place under their husbands. Remember they came out of the rib, right? You remember that? Security. Come on. Oh, I can just see all these women across the country right now. Thank you, Bradley. Keep talking, Bradley. Keep it more. Ah. I just wanted to, again, high five and take a couple minutes to say thank you for those that are obedient to the Christ. We're in this thing together. Amen. One of the things I was caught up into during the third segment before Kim called in from New Jersey was my testimonial. And what I was going to get to is the fact that Leonard Ravenhill rightly said the greatest miracle God can perform, that he can perform, is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and then put him back into that unholy situation. That's exactly what he does with all of his children. It's called regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. He does for you what only He can do. Ezekiel 36, Titus 3, 5, the list goes on. But folks, what we're talking about right now is how the American church has become a reproach and how it has been for decades in this country. Listen up, you'll understand. When it's time for the modern day church in America to stand up, what do? They sit down. When it's time for them to protest, what is the modern day church? What do? They remain silent and have been doing so in subjection to the corrupt state for decades. They've lost their place. Folks, I receive my rights from God. I then delegate to those that I entrust, called representatives. Delegated authority. Government can only do what I allow them to do, and only what I delegate them to do can they do. Not the other way around. You ever heard of Chris Hedges? He made a statement, and he was right. Tell me if this is true. Tell me if you find this to be true in this country today. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Have you heard this? It's true. Oh, my goodness. The credibility that much of the people, namely the public figures in Western medicine today, the credibility that they have lost, which doesn't negate the credibility of the good doctors in the system neither. We need to make distinction, okay? But we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, yep, because they make lots of money off it, just ask the pharmaceutical companies. We now live in a country where lawyers destroy justice because it's about the money. And if you think I'm kidding, friends, there was a survey taken of 400 individuals that just graduated law school, and they asked where law came from, and not a one of them could answer it. They're sworn to the bar. In other words, if they're sworn to the bar, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of justice. They've given way to man's commandments while making void to God's. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But this is what we see in this country today. We see universities destroy knowledge. How often I hear today, friends, of adults saying, oh, those colleges, man, look what they've given themselves over to. Look what they're doing with our kids. No, they're not doing anything with your kids that you haven't allowed them to do. Oh, look at them professors. They're a bunch of communists. Okay, well, that's subversive to American government. Have you lawfully dealt with them? Nope, you've just complained about them. A good lot of you. You live in a country now where, well, this is as plain as the nose on your face for anybody that's been around for more than 15 years. Government destroys freedom. It's not their job. It's their job to uphold the law so that we can remain a free people. What are we seeing them do? Just the exact opposite. We're seeing them transgress the law 24/7 in front of our faces, and the American people are subjecting themselves to it. Shame on you. That's not a patriot. It's not a conservative, and it's definitely not a Christian. We live in a country now where the government destroys freedoms, the press destroys information. Well, because the American people think that freedom of speech entails defamation, malicious intent, lying. They think that freedom of speech, that you can go ahead and propagandize about the things that you want to convey to the people and brainwashing them to basically corral them into a new form of government like they have been for decades in this country through Operation Mockingbird. Right? This is all verified information. We all know this, okay? Folks, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. Charles D. Montesquieu. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Try it in natural law, see how far it works for you if you want to try to prove me wrong. We see where Christianity destroys morality. Yep, nope, that's not real Christianity, friends. That's hypocrisy. Okay? Hypocrisy destroys morale. And keep in mind, if I can demoralize you, I can control you, and that's the end aim here. We live in a country where our banks now destroy the economy. Well, look at the feds. That's fiat money, by the way, friends. That's unconstitutional. And maybe that's another show that we have in the up-and-coming days and weeks. But, folks, what are we seeing today? We now live in a nation where many that are purposed to do the right things are doing just the exact opposite. Take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Come back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there. Join us on YouTube even now. With that said, go to the right side, go on to YouTube, join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to Before It's News. We're on the front page over there. I'm checking on it right now. Yep. We're right on the front page, top left. Go ahead and click onto YouTube and join us on live chat. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about Chris Hedges was right when he said we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion, hypocrisy really destroys morality, and our banks destroy the economy. Is that what's happening in America today? Yes, it is. Why is that? Because of a lack of justice from the American people. But then again, how are the American people to bring about justice if they don't even know the laws that they're supposed to enforce? No, they're paying attention and being led about by their noses through corrupt politicians, namely the clowns in the circus of politics in federal and state governments today. Is this an American government, friends? This is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Now, let me ask you a question. So, how could a nation that has been blessed with so much, America, right? The world looks to you as being the most blessed nation on the planet. There's a reason for that. How could a nation that has been blessed with so much turn its back on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave so much? Read Deuteronomy 6:12 when you get a moment. He said, "Beware lest you forget him." Oh my goodness. Hey friends, John Adams was right when he said this. He said, "Decadence follows luxury." Is it true? Decadence follows luxury because people forget where they came from. And who gave the power to get wealth in the first place? See, the sad fact of the matter is that Americans have forgotten where they came from to the point where everything seems to be upside down and backwards, as I said, Isaiah 59. Well, when we look to the way that government acts out today, we can see how it is that they are acting in a foreign manner to that which is prescribed by law. Now, I have to say this, and I just want you to think for a moment, but I'm just going with the Holy Ghost. This is what I always do. They're bunny trails. Somebody needs something right now, okay? How is it that you continuously go back to the conservatives of the day, the left-right paradigm concerning the news anchors of the day, which continuously fuels the narrative that is unconstitutional? Why is it that if the conservatives of the day, let's just talk about Fox for a moment. There's guys over there that I think are okay, okay? And not that I'm the standard, but the point is that's just my opinion. But how is it that they claim that they care about the country, but they never make reference to the law that condemns the crimes of those that they are highlighting during their programs? For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Romans 3:20, sin is the transgression of God's moral law. They are tearing down God's moral law. Well, if you want justice, you're going to have to know His law, Exodus 20, the Torah, the Decalogue, the list goes on, in order to condemn the crimes of the people. And yet, how many of these guys call themselves Christians, conservatives, and patriots, yet they don't know a word of the Word of God, and yet they don't know a thing of the Constitution? Well, then what good is it outside of the entertainment factor that they may bring? That's all it's about. And just keep in mind, if I can entertain you, tame derived from entertain, means I'm controlling you. I mean, folks, I think of these guys. I get these texts all day on social media from Fox News and, oh, did you hear about what this guy said and what that guy said and what this guy said? And did you hear about what this guy over here said? Oh, it's just great. And this, they're satisfied with it. They're satisfied to know more about the corrupt branches on the tree. Well, you know what, friends? Let me just say this. My Bible is clear when it tells us to lay the axe to the root of the tree. But what do? They just keep highlighting the corrupt branches on the tree. What's going to bring the axe to the root of the tree? The American people. And again, we're talking about corruption. My point here, friends, is we can sit there and be information can be brought to us 24/7 about how bad everything is. But one question I have for you, friends, the Lord is known by the judgments that He executes. Psalm 9:16, right? If He's known by the judgments that He executes, where's His word brought into play to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked? That these are continuously highlighting concerning their crimes, their scandals, their lies, their fraud, whatever the case might be. Do you really think that you're going to have resolve without the Word of God? Do you think that you're really going to have resolve without the laws found within the U.S. Constitution? Absolutely not. How many times have you heard your favorite talk show talk about the Word of God? Your favorite conservative of the day, how many times have you heard him talk about or make reference to the Word of God or the U.S. Constitution? Or how many of them have called forth judgment to be brought upon the heads of the wicked? Yet Scripture tells us over and over and over again, this is what's going to preserve our liberties. Just look above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, in Washington, D.C., folks, you need to wake up as to what's going on here. I know you've been told from the modern-day hirelings, thou shalt not judge. Hey, listen, I'm just giving you the judge's word. Take it or leave it, either to your advancement or to your destruction, because that's the kind of ministry I have here. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Amos 5:24. Here's your answer right now, America. Here is your answer to America's dilemma. First of all, show the people the price paid for their liberty, Christ crucified, the price paid in the natural for their freedoms. And here's number two. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. It's time for you, Lord, to work, for they have forgotten thy law. Yes, indeed they have. But the Lord says back throughout His Word, I haven't. We need to get back to educating ourselves because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I want to say this again. When we look to the way government acts out, we can see that they are acting in a foreign manner to that which is prescribed by law, in the same way we see the American church doing the exact same thing. Read Isaiah 30, Jeremiah 4:22. So, let me give you a couple examples, because what we're talking about right now is government, we already know, is trying to push you to Operation Warp Drive, where the president thinks it's a good thing. People aren't paying attention to the underlying tone here, but he's going to use the military to speedily deliver vaccinations. Why would he need the military to do that? And I want you to keep in mind something, friends. That military that we're talking about, those are our dads, those are our grandpas, those are our uncles, those are our brothers, those are our neighbors, okay? We need to talk, we need to communicate as to what's going on here. But not only is the government ignoring the fact that doctors are calling out their narrative is fraud concerning what it is, but we see the church in close pursuit now acting out foreign to the Bible, saying that, listen, you just need to submit to the state and you need to take the vaccination. Don't politicize it. Okay, so again, consider the source, and this is what I'm going to next. Instead of standing up in protest, listen carefully, to the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, Ephesians 5:11, what do? They remain silent and then vote for their favorite politicians that advance the agenda that advocates what God condemns. We just found out last week that Donald Trump, he never defunded Planned Parenthood, but I've been telling you that for 5 years now. Oh, I'm a liar, I'm this, that, and the other thing. Well, listen, facts are stubborn things, like it or lump it, friends. I'm telling you, the information that we're giving you is verified. Barack Hussein Obama supported Planned Parenthood to the equivalent of $500 million a year through the federal government. With your money, Donald Trump upped it $100 million to $600 million. Isn't that crazy? See, who supports Donald Trump more than the hypocrites in the church today that call themselves Christians? Yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? Folks, instead of standing up and protesting against sodomy, homosexuality, it puts up, the church does, a rainbow flag on their front doors and then votes in their favorite politicians, again, that advocate support for what God clearly condemns, Leviticus 18:22. Come on, tell the truth, shame the devil. It starts with us. You know, it's amazing to me how many people, again, that call themselves Christ, but yet they don't preach His Word. Because it might be offensive. Really? That offense might just bring them to godly repentance. Have you ever thought about that? And I want to say this to you, hypocrite. The only reason you're not preaching out the Word of God is because you're guilty of it. Period. Going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of wildfires are burning across California, and nearly two dozen of them are major. More than 500 homes and other buildings in the Bay Area have been destroyed. At least six people have died, and about 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate.
Firefighters are out there doing the absolute best they can with the limited resources that we have to protect the citizens.
Chief Ian Larkin with CAL FIRE. Firefighters and aircraft from 10 states are helping out, but Governor Gavin Newsom says it's not enough. He's also reaching out to Canada and Australia. The moisture that's desperately needed in California could saturate the U.S. Gulf Coast. Two tropical storms, Laura and Marco, could hit the region simultaneously next week. Laura is forecast to collide with Puerto Rico. Marco has to cross Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. House of Representatives has convened for a rare Saturday session to deal with the disruptions in the delivery of mail. On Capitol Hill, Sunlen Cervantes says Republicans have called Democratic concerns about the U.S. Postal Service overblown, and they aren't likely to support a Democratic bill in the House or the Republican-controlled Senate to give the agency $25 billion.
House Republican leaders, they have been instructing their members to vote against this bill today. It's very likely, though, we will see some Republicans break ranks and cross across the aisle and vote with Democrats. This bill, though, is expected to pass largely along party lines.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
We want the Postmaster General to undo the damage he has already done. Put back the sorting machines and mailboxes he has already removed.
Louis DeJoy told lawmakers the Postal Service was prepared for mail-in voting, but he's halted the changes until after the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just following some of this live stream stuff, friends. Just wanted to let you know, if you go to the left side of the page, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. I just want to high-five some of my friends over there right now. There is over 1,152 other individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. You can go to the links and run it back right to the source so you can understand how you're being played. You have the options of Donald Trump, and then you have the other option of treasonous, senile Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, which we all know is a criminal. That's called the best way to control opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Folks, they are using the very individuals like in pro wrestling to bring out the very outcome, political outcomes that they're looking to create. It's just like creating chaos. Out of chaos, what? You create a new order. Well, guess who's creating the chaos? Those that want a new order. And it's exactly what we're seeing here. Why is it that we haven't heard of the other 1,152 other presidential candidates? Because they don't want you to hear about them because they're real contenders for the people's White House. Okay? So I just wanted to highlight that really quick. If you want to jump in at any time, go to your phone. Give us a call. Love hearing from you. Stick to the topic, please. Pro or con. Prove me wrong if you want to, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube, on live chat, or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Same thing over there. Love to hear from you. We're talking about, friends, what's going on in the country here. the government acting out foreign to the Constitution, now professed Christians, the church in America acting out foreign to the Bible. Well, guess what? They both want you, both these entities want you to submit to tyranny by now taking the vaccinations. They don't want you to politicize the issue. Just take the vaccinations. Keep in mind, friends, behind closed doors, there's an alliance. And it's an alliance made with death, and it's a covenant of hell. But I want to tell you something, and rest assured it will come to pass, that this alliance will come to an end. Okay? The Lord said that he will disannul the covenant of death and disannul the covenant of hell. But the problem that we're having is, friends, we don't need for destruction to take place so the Lord can prove his point. The Lord looks to the church to keep his commandments to put an end to it even now. Okay, that is the church's purpose. Now, let me go on here. I'm just trying to show the American people that what we need to do is consider the source, because what we've seen in this country is that the greatest advocates to the abortion industry, the greatest advocates to the sodomite lobby in the United States of America, the greatest advocates to illegal infiltration into our country, namely from those coming from the Middle East, is coming from the professed church. Corruption in politics, friends, is the fruit of a corrupt church. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When this goes, everything else goes. So anyways, with that said, we just ended up on the fact that instead of standing up in protest to the murder of the innocent, what have they done? Well, they remain silent. Then they vote for their favorite politician that advocates what they declare that they condemn. Okay, folks, enough of the hypocrisy. They're pretenders, okay? Instead of standing up and protesting against sodomy, what do we see? We see the churches putting rainbow flags on their church doors. By the way, does anybody understand the flag? Do you know what that flag is about? I'm just dissecting everything throughout this two-hour show today. Folks, the flag, the rainbow, was sent forth after God destroyed the world. And why did he destroy the world, the people, everything that had breath? Why did he destroy it? Because of the wickedness of man. Okay? Same thing with Sodom and Gomorrah. Read Jude 1 verse 7, folks. So what do the homosexuals do? They grab the flag that God sent forth the rainbow. They mock the rainbow and say, well, that God said he's never going to destroy the earth again because he gave us the rainbow. Wait a second. He destroyed the earth because of what you're doing, things that you're doing now, the wickedness of men, because of sodomites. The list goes on. I mean, are we really that willfully blind? And here's another thing. The world will never be destroyed by water again. Just for the record, okay? That's true. It's going to be destroyed by fire. Just wanted to let you know. It's going to be much worse. Okay? It's going to be much worse. The elements are going to be burned up, and the world's going to be judged, and that fire is going to come. People don't understand grace, is what the problem is. They think, well, the law says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Grace said, even if you look, even if you touch, even if you have the desire, you're going to be judged. Well, Bradley, that's just so far out of reach. Well, yes, salvation is brought by another, not by yourself. That's why we need the Holy Ghost to do a work in us. That's why we must be born again to do a work in us that we cannot commit our, well, that we cannot do for ourselves. Remember, King David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. That's what he does. That's what he promised to do. Also, read Ezekiel 36. He will sprinkle clean water upon you. He will cleanse you from your filthiness, from all of your filthiness. Okay? He will remove that stony heart from your flesh. He will give you a heart of flesh that you might know you. That you might know him. I'm sorry. He will give you a Holy Spirit that you might keep his judgments to keep and do them. Now, if he said he was going to do it, he said he was going to do it. But we have to consecrate ourselves. We have to come out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6:17, James 4:4, and we need to give ourselves over to the things of God continually. We need to meditate day and night on the Word of God. As they say, what you watch, right? What you eat is what you become. Spiritually speaking, and it's exactly true. It's exactly right on the money, friends. I need to keep rocking this thing. And right now what we're talking about, friends, is how government acting foreign to its purpose, so is the church. Now they're working hand in glove to try to get the American people and the people on a global basis to submit to taking a vaccination, to submit to a narrative that they cannot prove, nor can they ever prove, friends. It's been debunked a million times over. Hey, folks, I want you to think about this. With all these topics that I'm talking about, did you know that education belonged to the church? They're derelict of duty there. Did you know that all the movies that were released under the masses in America, did you know that the church would vet them before they were actually released on the population? They gave that up. Derelict of duty. Folks, I could go on and on concerning what the church is responsible for and where it is that they're derelict of duty, which only, friends, shows you their hypocrisy. It only shows you their lack of Christianity. We must make distinction. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just seen a little kid yesterday, probably two and a half years old. Her daddy had a twin. Did you hear me? Her daddy had a twin. And it was interesting because daddy would hold his little girl and the little girl would look at him and say, "Daddy, daddy, daddy." Then what he would do is he would hand him over, dressed up just like himself, over to his twin brother. He would hand his daughter to. And she thought it was her daddy until he took his glasses off. And you know what she started to do? She realized it wasn't her daddy. That is so good, Lord. Realized it wasn't her daddy. You know, Scripture's really clear when it comes to the same scenarios in so many different ways. When we become familiar to His Word, we can identify counterfeits. We can identify even those that look just like, but don't have the same spirit. You know, the Bible tells us in John 10:5, it says, "And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." This little girl, when her daddy's twin brother took off his glasses, she realized it wasn't her daddy. Why? Because she was so familiar with her real dad that anybody that tried to fiend themselves as her dad, she could recognize, and she would recognize, and she wanted to get away from him. And so it is with those that know the voice of God, those that know the Word of God. Well, I want to hear from God. Well, study the Word. Know the Word, where it comes back to you by the Holy Ghost. That's hearing from the Lord. Friends, and that's exactly the distinction that I'm trying to make right now with my friends on the radio. Make distinction, but the only way that you're going to be able to make distinction is by knowing His Word. John 7:17 says, listen, this is the first prerequisite. You must know concerning the doctrine. Now let's move on here. Folks, when we look at these hypocrites today, hand in glove with corruption in government, we can clearly see that they turned in the day of battle and forfeited our God-given rights to the enemy at the gate. For what? 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas. Read Psalm 78, verse 9 when you get a moment. Now we have, listen to this, Christian Post. And by the way, I have noticed more and more, I've always had a check on Christian Post. I believe what we have is we have false pretenses. I believe that we have those that are under a dissimulation, under a fiend appearance to be a Christian outlet, when in fact it's a propaganda outlet in sway and in favor of the CIA-controlled media. And I want to tell you why. Listen to this. Now we have ChristianPost.com reporting that 27 effeminate evangelicals warn against politicizing coronavirus and urge Christians to take the vaccination in spite of the facts that have been debunked concerning the government's narrative a thousand times over. Listen to what they wrote, okay? First of all, okay, yeah, I'll get right back to this. We are covering everything, and we will be end. Concerning this discourse, right on cue. So this was good, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, so good. But I'm going to come right back, friends, concerning vaccinations, because you do know that they're unscriptural, right? Leviticus 19:19, we're not supposed to mix blood. So I'll predicate that and what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey friends, just keeping this real, shooting from the hip. I'm going to have my beautiful bride come in just a moment. She loves that. Don't you, Peach?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you did. You heard about how there's been lawsuits concerning Boy Scouts of America, and there's money set aside for those that have been abused. I want people to understand this is exactly what I'm talking about. The Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Okay. They allowed a Boy Scouts of America to do and to submit to the sodomite lobby, okay, the homosexual lobby. What's happened, and I warned of it when it happened, that the kids are being made a prey. Now what's happening a couple of years later, didn't take long, okay, because it all falls apart once they touch it. Now they come back and say, well, we're willing to compensate these kids that have been abused. Wait a second. They're willing to compensate them, but it's interesting to note nobody's calling for justice concerning those that abused them. Is that the sickest thing you've ever heard of a day? I mean, America? This is what's destroying our country. This is what destroyed the country Machiavelli, friends. Is they allowed their politicians to do what they wanted to do, and at length it destroyed their country. And it's the same thing that's going to happen here if we continuously allow this. Okay? Or if we continue to allow this. Forgive me. We're talking about the government acting out foreign to the U.S. Constitution. So is the church acting foreign to the Bible. They're both now telling you to submit to tyranny by taking the vaccinations. Rough shotting, friends. Your objections. They want you to, hey, folks, just take it. Trust the plan, they say. Trust the plan. Yeah, trust the plan. Gosh. Stephanie, I'm embarrassed for people.
I agree.
I really am. Are you embarrassed for me?
No, because you're not doing it.
Okay, I'm almost done. So you're just going to have to...
So I'm just going to zip it until you're done.
Just put a pin
just
in
put
it
a pin
for
in
a moment.
It.
Yes, just for a moment.
Sounds good.
Respectfully. But you didn't tell me what your thoughts were.
Well,
okay, let's just put...
You said to put a pin in it.
Okay. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to end this right now, okay? This is what the Christian Post reported. A coalition of more than 27 high-profile evangelicals. Whoa. Doesn't the Bible say something about that which is highly esteemed as an abomination in the sight of God? Doesn't the Bible tell us in the book of Luke chapter 6, verse 26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, so did their fathers of the false prophets? Yeah, they did, and it does. So a coalition of more than 27 high-profile evangelicals spanning the fields of science, the study of creation, and religion, Christianity, have signed on to a statement bill, a Christian statement on science for pandemic times. Instead of trusting God, they submit themselves to tyranny. Well, can't find that in Scripture. Or if they do, they always get in trouble for doing it. Which warns against the politicizing of the new corona and urges Christians to take appropriate action against it, including taking a vaccine when it's ready. This is from Christian Post. This is a fiend covering for this outlet. It's propaganda, friends, is what it is. You know, it's like this in parallel. It's like false polling. You see the media use false polling constantly. Why? Because they want people to believe that the polling is real. And what do? They always put it at, 49% to 51%. Baloney!
And
not
they make
even...
you feel hopeless, like everybody
exactly.
else is thinking this
exactly
too.
Right. Exactly. And they're false. Mm-hmm. They're fake. They're rigged. I mean, and here it is again. The people act like it's legal for them to do that.
Exactly.
That's lying.
I know, exactly. And a lot of times we hear these polls. You say, where do they take these polls? Okay. You know, when you hear these polls, it's like, okay, we're a poll on this or that. Where did you take this? In downtown New York, in San Francisco, among all,
You're eating up all my time.
I'm so sorry, but I had to get that little nudge in there. Okay?
But it's true.
I agree.
Yeah. Were they making this stuff up at the CFR? I think they are. Or the 300 people that control the world that we have no power over?
You talk about this too. I got to say this. Less than 3% established America. God never uses a majority to prevail. He uses an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. But I always like to add in the hearts of men, because the heart is the root of the problem. Either God has your heart and the fruit will be good and all the branches will be good, or the branches are going to be bad because the heart is bad. It all goes down to the condition of your heart.
So I think what's going to happen from this point on, then, Stephanie, you're nudging it on your time. No, you're beholden to it now. They're gonna expect to see you do a show.
Oh yeah, that's definitely
okay. Scary, so
sure.
if Daddy is on fire all the time, they want to know if Mama's on fire too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hebrews 1:7 says that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Doesn't mean just a husband, friends. Look at William Booth.
Catherine Booth, oh my goodness. You there want to talk about aggressive Christianity, the book that she wrote? That'll be a game changer.
This is my last point. Okay, and then I'm going to give it to you, okay? This is what it says in Christian Post. And on a serious note, friends, we are deeply concerned, said the 27 high-profile evangelicals. We're deeply concerned about the polarization and the politicizing of science in the public square when so many lives are at stake. How come they didn't speak up for the innocent in the womb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the word science has become a weapon in the culture wars, say they. Scientists are vilified and their findings ignored. Well, conspiracy theories, folks, conspiracy theory here is anybody that calls out the narrative for what it is, a fraud. Okay, but again, remember our conversation with Kevin Shipp yesterday, former CIA in Operation Mockingbird. The media, the mainstream media, has a long history of covering for those that are in fact guilty of the act of conspiracy. What do? Anybody that opposes them, the media then comes into play to ostracize and polarize anybody that's calling out those that they are attempting to protect as theorists, for the record. So while conspiracy theories go viral, sadly, Christians seem just as susceptible to these trends. Thoughtful Christians may disagree on public policy in response to the coronavirus, but none of us should ignore clear scientific evidence. The statement published online by the nonprofit organization BioLogo says, "We call on Christians to follow..." Listen, I cannot make this up, friends, and I am done after this statement. "We call on all Christians to follow the advice of the public health experts and support scientists during crucial biomedical research on COVID-19. So do we. But we're not talking about the ones on television.
Exactly. If you look at Moses, you know, people say, well, Christians should just be kind of tame and just to kind of go with the flow and not ruffle people's feathers and not offend anyone. It's like, well, you should talk to Moses about that. Maybe Elijah, you should talk to him. Maybe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could learn a few things from that. Esther, Ruth. Never one time did God expect his children to submit to tyranny.
Never.
No matter
Never.
What form, what king.
Never.
Go tell that fox, said Jesus himself, we cannot stand down. And we were just talking about this today. So can you imagine if everyone in America who would stand up together and fight against all of the atrocities that are coming down against we the people, our constitutional rights, our God-given rights. You like people ask all the time, what can we do? Begin at home. You know, you've got the whole mask mandate, you've got this and then stand up. Take a stand. Go in there and say, listen, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And watch other people follow along with you. We've had
Whoa.
Cases where we've been in stores and we're not wearing masks. And they come up and look, well, aren't you supposed to be wearing masks?
This is just like a little thing. Yeah,
just a
this
little
is
thing.
Little
you know,
stuff.
And,
yeah.
And we're like, no, we're not doing that. And so then all of a sudden this woman takes courage and she starts taking hers off too. We've been in airports where this has happened. But we all need to do our part in our communities,
and
in
I got to say,
towns,
when Mama Bear gets in her mode, I can say I'm really proud of my wife.
Yeah, well, it's, you know,
when you get in that mode.
You know, I think I kind of, I'm more patient, maybe, and I can kind of take it for a while. But, you know, it does get to the point where it's like, you know what, we need to take a stand, and we need to take a stand collectively, because it's not going to get better, it's only going to get worse, and we can't blame anybody else but ourselves if we allow that to happen. So we encourage everyone out there, you know, people tell us all the time, you know what you should do? You know, what should we do collectively together? And if you don't know what to do, pray and seek the Lord, and I guarantee you he will put something on your heart that you can do.
Opportunities are all over the place. Friends, we are not a begging ministry.
But we do would like to ask, you know, if you have listened to this ministry, this radio program, you have been blessed, you have been convicted, you say, man, oh man, I wish the whole entire world could hear this message, please do support us. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can just click on, when you go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you're going to go on a landing page, click on the spread the word button, and you can sign up, become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you give on a monthly basis, or you can do a one-time donation. Everything helps. We never want to be a ministry that says, hey, you know, we're just doing this and asking for support but not doing anything ourselves.
Not us at all.
We're so run
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's all the fruit in the basket, friends.
Exactly.
That's who
and we just run like crazy, so we are so happy to have the support of people who do support us on a consistent basis, and we're asking for you to do the same.
So, folks, the whole discourse today should come as no surprise to anyone that they would suggest such a course due to the fact that these are the same capitulators that subjected themselves to the state when they illegally mandated a lockdown. These are the same ones saying to get the vaccinations. Folks, wake up. Read your word. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.